Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, March 29th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Terror threats won't stop ministry at the Olympics. Believers work to dispel the misery in Haiti with the hope of Christ. And new translation projects are coming for the Women of Hope program. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Greece as the opening festivities leading up to the Olympic Games commence. The FBI is warning that Al-Qaeda may target the athletic competitions. In response, international cooperation along with security drills are intensifying. AMG International's Jason Schultz is in charge of the ministry's short-term mission effort. He says they're being careful as well.
Any area that's going to have a mass amount of people is going to be a target. So obviously all these things are going to be a concern with transportation. We really don't take public transportation if we don't have to.
Schultz says teams are slated to begin arriving in Greece in April. With terror threats looming over the horizon, he urges prayer.
Number one is that our people would be safe. Number two is that we use this opportunity to get the gospel into the hands of thousands of people, whether it's New Testaments or tracts or one-on-one evangelism, praying that the word would get out there and that his kingdom would be expanded.
Next, the struggle for life, already challenging in flood-prone and resource-starved Haiti, became more so in the days following political uprising. The revolt ended with the ouster of the island nation's president, but the siege was just beginning. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says they've redoubled their efforts.
The feeding program is open. We're distributing food all over the island. We're sending shipments to Cap Haitien directly and to Port-au-Prince, so that we're covering both the north areas and the south areas. And then from the south and the north, we send to the middle areas.
Aloma says the need is so great, they've launched a new partnership with the World Food Program. For their teams, it's done in the name of ministry.
We're going to be putting up feeding centers in the worst slum areas of the city, because we really can't disappoint the people and their faith in God's goodness. We have to be God's arms and feet, and really we have to be representatives of his love.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Pastors in India are getting some unique training thanks to Evangelicube International. Evangelicube is partnering with Reaching India Ministries International. RIMI wants to establish Bible college training centers in all 29 states in India. An Evangelicube team led by Tom Doyle just returned from Nagpur, India, where they trained 280 people.
We're doing leadership training with church planters, training them in the Evangelicube, a new creative way to share the gospel, also training them in church planting with our course First Steps, and then also various leadership things that are pertinent to pastors.
Evangelicubes are puzzle-like cubes that help lead people to Christ. Doyle says those coming to Christ in India may surprise you.
There are very high-up Hindu priests that are coming to Christ, and after a few years of growing in the faith, launching into ministries to plant churches.
This is upsetting many Hindus, causing more persecution against believers. But Doyle says that's actually helping the church grow. Meanwhile, Open Doors wants to send 1 million pieces of children's literature to China. They're committed to providing children's Bibles, Sunday school materials, and songbooks to the suffering Christians there. In many parts of China, the youth are not allowed access to religious teaching and are taught in school that there is no God. In spite of the current persecution, Open Doors has learned that Sunday schools are thriving throughout the country, but more material is needed. And additional translations of the Women of Hope program are being broadcast in Central Asia. Transworld Radio says their Project Hana ministry is using the popular international program to reach out to suffering women who need to hear the gospel message. The program is being aired in 23 languages worldwide. Pray that new translations will soon touch lives in the Caribbean, South America, and India. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.